Hello there, Dunder Mifflinites, and welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a podcast to relax as you fall asleep and wash your cares away from the day. A gentle breeze on Hushabye Mountain. I love that movie. Tonight we are on Season 4, Episode 12. This is The Deposition. The penultimate episode leading up to the quintessential office episode of Dinner Party next week. So I'm really looking forward to digging into that one as well. So we're going to get into the deposition here. I want to make sure everybody is headphones or your speaker is on. Sleep timers are set. Please no wires. I feel like at this point, I've had that warning in a lot of the early episodes about wires or speakers or headphones. But if you're listening to me on the fourth season of The Office, I think you've heard that already. So, the sleep timer, though, I hear, that's good feedback. So, or it serves as a good reminder. Anyway, we're going to get into the deposition here. And we start off with the conference room. Pam comes in with a post-it note. And in her talking head, she explains, "One time I brought in a note from Michael, and he loved it. And so ever since then, he makes me do it a few times per morning. And she just writes something. She writes, 'Good morning.' She writes, smiley face. And Michael's like, 'No, no, no. I can't deal with that right now.' And Janet is like, 'Oh, that's great.' She does it in the middle of a meeting with Ryan. It's a hot dog, hiya, buddy. And Ryan says, 'No, no, I insist. Clients come first, Michael.' Pam kind of panics. Michael says, 'No, no, no. You better do it back and forth. I'm telling you to take the call, Michael.' Pam patches through a random number. 'Hiya, buddy.' And we're into the intro. 'Hiya, buddy.' You know, the Scrubs fake doctor's real friend show has a banger of an intro theme song, and it's disappointing that, you know, the Office Ladies one, like, it's a great song, like, it's like, do, 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 get the little banjo, but man, the show tune that they put together for Fake Doctor's Real Friends is so good. Now we're in the Sebring. This is the PT Cruiser. I guess he went to the PT Cruiser after the lake incident. And Michael is explaining that they're going to the deposition. And Jan is like, "No, listen, Michael. They fired me for a specific reason." And you can see that she's trying to set him up. There's a pattern of repeated behavior, which is what led to the firing. And Michael is just trying to get on the same page. And he really wants to put the top down on the PT Cruiser. And he said, "No, we're suing for $1 million. $1 million. That's a lot of guacamole. A lot of green. Seems like Jan would blow through that $1 million pretty fast. I don't know. Based on what 2 weeks ago was the money episode? With the Porsche? I guess they got rid of the Porsche. But Michael really wants to put the top down on the car. Please. I'm so car sick. Because then the next shot is Jan fixing her hair in the conference room. Michael tells the lawyer a nice joke. Well, he tries to tell the lawyer a joke, but the lawyer corrects him. He's like, where'd you find this guy? Now we have Ryan. Oh, and his assistant, or the little shorter guy. And Ryan pulls him aside. He's like, listen, can I talk to you as a friend? Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. And Ryan's trying to cover the company and make sure Michael isn't going to totally incriminate and mess them up here. So, oh, this is the episode. Okay. So our next shot, we're down in the warehouse. Pam is explaining that sometimes she brings him a drink, which she has a little bit of orange juice. She says, my boyfriend is 5. And the real wrinkle in this is that Kelly is rubbing it in Pam's face that Daryl keeps kicking Jim's butt. And she explains that this isn't, she's not talking trash, she's talking smack. Smack is right now. It's happening right here. I can see that you're ugly because the evidence is right there. And what Pam has done with the conference room is turned it into a ping pong practice table. You have to beat Daryl. Oh, I can't beat Daryl. Pam is like, listen, Kelly is rubbing it in my face. So Jim says, look, if I need to do this in order to defend the honor of my girlfriend, then count me in. I can't remember who he plays first. He played Kevin first. Oh, we have Toby. We're back in corporate. Toby. He's like, look, I'm on your side. I'm on the company's side. Mm-hmm. And we have the lawyer from Dunder Mifflin. Do you swear to tell the whole truth? Yes. Now we have, Michael's now being deposed, and we have Chan's lawyer deposing him, and he's like very surprised. Chan said, look, some people don't really understand how intelligent Michael is. He is basically a very odd backhanded compliment. And now we have Pam recruiting Kevin to come play in the ping pong, come play ping pong with Jim. Kevin is suspicious, a little sus of the situation, but he goes in, meeting in progress, sign on the door. And now we're back at the deposition. And this is when Michael said, to be delicate, they hang from Milady's chest. That's when she said, oh, this is one of the great digressions in the show. Who is she? She said that. And then they have the transcriptionist go back and say, can you read that back? But digress. I don't know, Michael is so confused. And I like it too, because the other lawyer jumps in and like, wait a minute. No. Alright, go back. Read it. Oh, no, yep, that's what she said. He says, oh, you're butchering the delivery. Kelly and Pam walking between the bathroom. Kelly pushes her way in. That's what I thought. Oh, yeah, this is the scene. Sometimes I don't watch any of the sound. For some reason, I can't get any sound on this episode. But he said, yeah, but to be delicate, they hang from my lady's chest, breasts. talking about breasts. I'm telling you, season 4 is the best season. You had all those supersized episodes, plus Survivor Man, plus the deposition, plus we're about to go out to dinner party, and then I have to double check. It's a shortened season because of how long those episodes were. Oh, and now we have Michael's framed copy of the waiver of rights. Now the Dunder Mifflin lawyer looks very pleased that she's about to ask some questions. And she brings out the picture from Jamaica. This is a little bit surprising. He's like deer in headlights. And he says, are we talking about a timeline of the first time we hooked up? Or the first time we were together? Because then it was in a Chili's parking lot a few months before that. And Jan is showing her hand. No. And then he freezes. He's like, line. Oh yeah, okay, so now we have the transcriptionist reading back a whole exchange. Michael's like, I need a glass of water. You just had a glass of water. I need to pee. No, I've been here all day, back and forth. Michael looks at the camera like, I don't know about this. Now we have Dwight excitedly finding out that Jim's playing ping pong. And Jim's amazing on the fly cover story is, we have a new client, but I need to beat him in table tennis. And Dwight crushes him. And then it's revealed that there's an incredible German, Dwight's knowledge of German ping pong champions is unreal, unmatched, I should say. Back at the deposition, Michael's sucking down his water. And he isn't exactly digging himself a hole. He's not helping the situation. So now we have the lawyer pulls out a copy of Michael's diary. Michael's very incensed by this. And it's great too, because at the end, so in the proceeding, they did not bring that as evidence. And they're like, look, we're going to need copies of the entire diary. Several copies. Toby asks for one. But the idea is that in the diary, Michael basically writes, like, look, Jan told me by no circumstances were we dating, so it's like hard evidence, and it's dated. Michael's like, wait a minute, you're gonna make copies of this? And then they break for lunch. Alright, make copies, and we'll meet back here after lunch. Now we're at the cafeteria of the head office. Oh, Ryan's reading it. I never caught that. Ryan is also reading the diary. And the only person eating kind of alone is Toby. Michael sits down with him. Michael rocking a nice salad. Toby tries to console him a little bit with the law, you know, the court session between his divorce there, as Michael slowly eats a salad. And Michael just pushes his tray right on the floor. And now Jan, and then the next scene is Jan is like, look, I didn't want to bring the diary. I didn't want to use it. Michael says his trust has been broken. And Jan's like, listen, eyes on the prize. $1 million. $1 million. Here we go. Because now back in the courtroom, there's a bunch of passages highlighted. And he's saying, look, this isn't relevant. And, oh. It's because somebody keeps saying Ryan, and Toby is cracking up because he knows that it's Ryan, the male colleague. The lawyer doesn't realize that. And, oh yeah, and okay, so this is where the lawyer brings up the fact that there's repeated performance reviews where Jan said how poor of an employee and incompetent an employee Michael was, even though, you know, they were dating. And she gives him a copy of it to read. And the date is, you know, post when they were dating. And now, like, even in that shot here, you can see David Wallace kind of sitting in the background. It's uncomfortable for everybody, really. But as Michael reads the performance review out loud, you can see Jan is like, oh no, this is not good. Definitely not good. But the lawyer, in a very tactful, delicate way, is basically like, look, you say all these nice things about Jan and you're in love with Jan, but Jan was actively, I don't know about sabotage, but Jan was actively saying he sucked. Sucked might not be so bad. Now back in the ping pong room, Pam was like, hey, look, let's go play Daryl. And Dwight says, you idiot, Daryl works in the warehouse. Dumbass. Oh. Game. Boom. Dwight crushes him as he pulls out his flip phone. So what year would this have been? 2007? No. Season 4? It would have been 2009, maybe? Should know this. I'll look it up. Okay, so now we have, oh yes, so now we're in this exchange. David Wallace is revealed to have never truly considered Michael for a role in Corporate, and there's an affidavit or a section where it's like, look, what can I say? He's a nice guy. And that's about the extent of the, the extent of the consideration that Michael had for the role. And you can see between David Wallace and Michael and Jan, it's like Michael realizing everybody around him is not very kind behind his back. And it's, and what's the name of the idea is the Peter principle. It's like you're promoted to just above your level of competency, and Michael seems to be there, but the real twist to that and the way that you kind of tie in the character's heart in Michael is, he is like, look, the solace that he takes in the feedback is that David Wallace called him a nice guy. And it's like, that's ultimately what helped him to feel better. And now the ping pong game, there's a lot of smack talk, and Kelly and Pam challenge each other to a game, and they can't get a single volley going. So now everybody's walking out of the deposition, and David Wallace is like, look, I'm so sorry. And Michael's like, look, I think you're a good guy too. Shakes hands. And then that's when David Wallace is like, thanks, Michael. Yeah, that was a nice moment between the two of them. And he gets to keep a picture of the Jamaican trip for himself. And then I like this talking head too, because Michael's like, look, sometimes you never know who's screwing you. And oh no, it's a different one. Oh yeah, so Michael's like, what are we gonna do for dinner? Sushi? Oh, I don't know. And it's like, that's when you can tell things are on the rocks between the two of them. I would eat some sushi right now. I think I'm gonna get sushi tomorrow. I love sushi. But that's how we end the episode. On the way home to unhappy. Oh, actually, no, there is like this really quick shot of Moe's and Dwight volleying on ping pong really quickly. So that is it. That's our episode for tonight. That's dinner. That is the deposition, and I will see you for the dinner party tomorrow night. Good night. Sleep tight.